Hi. Welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Roger Hedding. He's recently been named chair of the IEEE's Power Systems Relay Committee. Hi, Roger. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, Roger. Now, you're with ABB, right? What do you do for ABB?
Yes, I'm with ABB. I'm a senior consultant. I work for the Power Systems Division, specifically the Substation Automation Projects Group. And I work with the design and development and application of relays for the power, for the electric utility industry, basically.
So you've worked with the IEEE's Power System Relay Committee in the past.
Yes, I've been on the Power Systems Relay Committee since 1991. My first involvement with them was back in 1978 when I went to a meeting in Richmond, Virginia, and got involved in a couple of work groups at that time. And then I kind of had went away for a while because my job changed, and then I came back to it in 91 and been involved with it ever since.
So once you got sucked in, you couldn't let it go.
Yeah, but it's very interesting. I started off just being a member of working groups and just hearing things going on. Wise men once told me it's better to keep quiet rather than talking, let people know how dumb you are. So at first you just listen to what everybody's talking about, and then eventually became work group chairman on a couple different working groups and worked my way up through being a subcommittee chairman, and then after a subcommittee chairman, for 6 years, and I became a officer and found myself into position as being the chair of the Power System Relay Committee today.
Wow! So, what are the big issues that the committee's addressing for the engineering community right now?
Well, the biggest change, the Power System Relay Committee was organized over 75 years ago. At that time, Power System Relay Committee dealt with relays specifically, and it's still in our charter. And at that time, relays were single electromechanical devices that did a certain purpose, like measure current or measure voltage, if the voltage or current got to be too high, they would trip a breaker and isolate the system. And they still do that today, but today the relays evolved from a small electromechanical one-function device to a multifunction device using microprocessor relays, and it's taking on more and more aspects of the substation, where the RTU-type functionality is being evolved into the relay. The relays are communicating with one another, so the whole spectrum of the relay has changed from a single function to a much broader thing than it ever had been in the past. And that's the issues that our committee has to address now. We have to take that original scope that we had that we're operating underneath and to expand our scope to include what the relays actually do in the real world today.
Right, right. Well, I mean, convergence is attacking everyone, isn't it?
It sure is, yes. And so the Power and Energy Society recognizes this, and the Technical Council of the Power and Energy Society is actually looking into all the new, let's say, technologies and seeing if all those technologies have a place amongst the 17 technical committees that report to the Power and Energy Society, and remapping how these should all be aligned and stuff, and that's where our proposal to change the Power System Relay Committee into something akin to a power protection and automation type committee will take place eventually.
Right, because the entire scope of the application space is evolving.
Right, correct, and because there's the things that we're working on in the committee nowadays are much broader than relays. We deal with phasor measurement units, and we're the home base for the guides for the development and the communications of phasor measurement units, the data concentrators that the phasor measurement units feed into is part of our assignment. The whole IEEE, the whole IEC 61850 interface was helped developed within our group. So we're already expanding our what we do, and it's a matter of making sure our scope now conforms to what we've actually been doing for the last several years.
And so how's that directly impacting the engineer in the field?
Well, what it is now that the engineer in the field looks at the relay now, and he doesn't, and he has to be multi-disciplined now. And now there's data within the relay that could go to the operations people. There's data in the relay that can go to the planning people. There's data in the relay that can go to the just the fault protection and the isolation group. So everyone has to work much closer together now, and because of that, the barriers within the utility between the communications department, the planning department, the relay group, and the substation group are all kind of falling down now. So there's no such thing as just that relay residing just for the protection of equipment anymore. It's doing so many other things that everybody wants to get their hands in there at the same time. So changing how the utility operations are working together, all the different departments, so with these devices.
So it's literally a part now of the smart grid infrastructure.
Of course, that's right, yeah. Of course, we in the industry say we've had smart grid going on for the last 50 years now. Now everybody's caught on to the name, but yeah.
Well, that's very good. Now, are there any key working groups within your committee right now that are actively involved in things?
Yes, we have a working group that we have right now actually is revising the phaser data concentrator standard C37-118.1.2. Talks about the phaser measurement unit and how it works and what the design constraints should be for that. There's a working group called the PC 37.238. I'm sorry, these are the IEEE standards numbers I'm using.
That's perfectly fine.
Reference these things. And it's working on a... There's a communication standard, or I should... Overall communication standard called 1588 that deals with... it's very important.
Wasn't that about network timing as well?
That's right. That's right for network timing. That's correct. And what we do is in the relay committee, we are taking that and making up our profile for use with relays and stuff. So how could we modify that profile so that we get the 1 microsecond accuracy with the mean interface measurement units and other things. So we've actually fine tuning that thing. So that's another thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also working, and we also continually work on expanding our existing standards. We have guides for transformer protection, for brick or failure protection, and those are modified every 5 years or so to incorporate the newness and new concepts that are being developed by the industry, by the manufacturers and the users to into those standards now. So that's what we're continuing basis. So right now we have work on a brick or failure protection guide is being rewritten now. Yeah, that was one of my... I was the original chair of the work group that did it originally. Now it's being redone to incorporate new things that we're doing in brick or failure protection now. So, and it's a continual process within our group, and we'd encourage any utility engineer to come and be involved, and this is a great place to learn. Our meetings have typically 200 or 250 people attending them, and these are the experts throughout the whole protection industry. That if you just sit in the work groups and just listen to what people are saying, that I did back in the early 70s and stuff when I was going to this, you'll learn so much information that you'll be able to bring back and apply in your own work. So that's what we encourage anybody to do.
There you go. So how does someone get involved? Can they reach out to you directly, or do you have a web page for the group?
Yeah, we have a web page. It's called PES-PSRC-ORG. And on that web page, you'll see what we're doing. It talks about our scopes, and we have six different subcommittees that work within our work groups report to. At any given time, we have 88 different working groups that are being held three times a year. We meet in January, in May, and in September. Matter of fact, our next meeting will be held in May 13th through 16th in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Tremont Plaza Hotel, and anybody's invited to go. And on our webpage, you'll find information about that meeting and about all the different reports and standards that we've written. And there's also a section that's called Published Reports. And some of our work groups don't work on standards or guides, but they actually work on writing white papers and reports to the subcommittee about new topics, like for example, NERC had their cyst protection task force had as a result of that of some blackouts had seen that some relays were overreaching when the frequency and the voltage were decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
More so than, and so they asked us to look at how could we a test that we could perform on relays to verify how it would respond to decaying frequency and voltage conditions. And so we developed one of our workers took that task on and developed a report on this and actually developed a spreadsheet that someone could use to help test the relay, and commentary files to test relays to for this type of a thing. So we're trying to respond to requests that industry comes up with for us to work on also.
Excellent. Wow, Roger. That, you know, and you see the activity going on when you're at the events and seeing the guys in the rooms and all, but until you have it all spelled out, you don't realize how large the scope is of even just one IEEE committee and all of the things that they've got to do in their space.
Right. We have, as I said, we have six different subcommittees, and they work on rotating machinery, substations, line protection, communications, practices, and all these things are all under our bailiwick, and there's many, many people just devoted to work on these things. And we're to the point now where the time between it takes to get something finished has to shrink. Now, when a standard is being developed, you have essentially 4 years to get that, or 5 years to get the standard completed. But because the industry is changing so fast, we like to shrink that time.
You've got to shrink your time, right.
So instead of having just the three meetings a year, we're getting involved now with more webcasts and more web conferencing so we can have conference calls and work on these.
Move the ball forward, yeah.
Moving forward much, much faster so we can get that time from 5 years down to 2 years. And so we're addressing industry problems much faster that way. So.
Wow.
Where we're going.
Well, it sounds like you've really got a handle on it, Roger. I mean, I'm really glad that IEEE's got a guy like you running this committee.
Well, after you've been in it for a while, you get to learn a lot about things, and nobody starts. I can remember back when I started working for the company, and I took relay courses from Lou Blackburn and Walt Elmore, and I think looking up at these people, at my peers, and saying, well, I'll never be able to fill those shoes.
And there you are, though.
As time goes on and on and on, and they retire, then you're stuck in that position now. And don't ever want to compare myself to those two, but that's kind of where you have to be eventually. You're the go-to guy after a while.
Well, I'm glad that we've got a guy like you as the go-to guy for that committee, Roger.
Well, thank you.
So I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today, Roger. I'm glad you took the time to be with us.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad that you were able to talk together, and I'm glad ABV has given me the time to devote to this off of my job and stuff, too. So.
Well, there you go. And we'll drag you back in a few months, let you talk to us about some of the things and how far the balls move forward on the committee.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. The pleasure's ours. So thanks again, Roger. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there for listening to us and taking the time out of your busy days to listen to this podcast. And just glad to have you listening. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Everyone have a great day.